Saturday, May 18th, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Morning Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our mid-morning hymn, Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love the things you love and do what you would do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure. Until with you I have one will to live and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, my soul with grace refine, until this earthly part of me glows with your fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so I shall never die, but live with you the perfect life in your eternity. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 120. To the Lord in the hour of my distress I call and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrow sharpened and coals red-hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshach, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 122. I rejoiced when I heard them say, Let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city strongly compact. It is there the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And our reading for this mid-morning is from Romans chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. If, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him by the death of his Son, it is all the more certain that we who have been reconciled will be saved by his life. Not only that, we go so far as to make God our boast through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received reconciliation. And the responsory, the Lord is risen, Alleluia. He has appeared to Simon, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Almighty Father, let the love we have celebrated in this Easter season be put into practice in our daily lives. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.